figure out how much of your argument for your position depends on your predictions of the consequences of your proposal, and how much of it is just kind of an intrinsic sense of justice. So in response to questions like those Alan raised, and like Charles raised, you gave plausible kind of empirical predictions about what would actually happen if you have juries where everyone's allowed to be included and so forth. What I want to ask you is, would your position still be the same if those predictions turned out to be wrong? If we had the crystal ball and we knew that what Alan was worried about would actually come to pass, and we gave instructions like the ones you wanted, you would actually get lots and lots of cases where juries would do things that we consider unjust for, you know, whatever our standard justice is. Would you still adhere to your proposal because you think there's an intrinsic demand of justice that the jury in the final instance be able to have the capacity to act as a safeguard? Or is your proposal based on these empirical propositions that might be correct, but that might be wrong, such that you would change your position if more evidence came to light and convinced you that your what the empirical propositions you now believe to be true actually turn out to be false?